Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by as we get ready for another jam-packed season of college football and also professional football as well. We will be at the MAC Media Day on Wednesday in Canton, Ohio at the location of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And I encourage any of you folks out there listening, if you haven't made the pilgrimage to Canton as of yet, make sure you get there because they've really done a whole remodeling of the campus. They've really done a lot to the Hall of Fame itself, but the entire environment, they really took it up a notch. But with that said, we are going to be joined with one of the most influential men in all of sports, and you may not know of him, but he's been around a long time, and he's been doing a lot of great things. And the college football playoff returns in 161 days, 8 hours, 7 minutes, 50 seconds, 49 seconds, and that is none other than himself, Mr. Bill Hancock, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as we're going to discuss the ins and outs of the college football playoff. I've always liked it. I was always a proponent of the BCS and all the other systems. This particular system I fell in love with instantly because I just like the playoff format. I love seeing four teams, the strongest teams in the country, and it really gives those four teams, an opportunity to kind of flex their muscle and show that they, hey, we belong. And if you can beat the team that you play first time, I think that's a substantial win. And then obviously win that second game in the championship, I just think only kind of enhances the value and I think what it means to kind of win the college football playoff. But once again, Executive Director Bill Hancock will be kind enough to join us. He served that same position at the BCS. He was also involved with the Final Four where he served at basically the same title. He's an author. He's rode his bike across the country twice. He's run about 15 marathons, so he's Greg, just a great resume of a lot of positive things. And again, we're going to get some questions out to him. If you guys are out there, you can hit us up on Twitter. You guys can hit us up on Facebook. You can say some questions, and if we have time during the show, we can shoot those to you. But as promised, Mr. Bill Hancock, Executive Director of the College Football Playoff. Bill, we always appreciate you taking some time and joining our show each year because you're so influential and for the sport we love in college football. But with that said, how's everything been going for you?
Going great, Bo. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I was just telling the folks out there a little bit about you. And I, you know, being an ultra runner myself, I know you've biked across the country twice. You've run close to 15, 20 marathons. Have you given that lifestyle up? And when's the last time you've done something like that? And if do you plan on doing anything like that again?
I'm still riding. I ride a lot. Haven't done any cross country trips in a while, but I haven't ruled that out for my future. I did run 15 marathons, loved it, miss running a lot, got having a little knee trouble, and I don't blame that on running, by the way. I just blame it on getting a little older, which tends to happen to all of us. But I ran a 3:06, which is a pretty good time for an amateur marathoner. And then took up bike riding and made the 2 cross-country trips.
Yeah, that's fantastic stuff. I have, out of all the things I admire about you, I think those are the ones I really, especially the 3:06. My best time is at 3:39. So, yeah, you're and folks out there listening to 3:06 in marathon terms, that's pretty high grade. I mean, that's an SEC Big Ten level for those folks wanting to compare them to football. We just started the show, but, I mean, I love what the college football playoff has become. I loved it from the get-go. I just like the final four teams, what they're considered the top four to be, and they just kind of really have to say, hey, we're the best and beat the others. Yeah, I'm thinking, I mean, for you, when this started, I mean, has anything emerged out of this that you weren't maybe anticipating to be a great success, maybe even on or off the field that, you know, you knew, hey, we want this to, you know, be lights out and, you know, but was there something that's come up that you've kind of looked back and said, man, this has been a really pleasant, I didn't realize it when we started?
Pleasantly surprised with how much the public enjoys the playoff and believes in it. And it just has elevated it to almost an iconic status already in the country. You know, Bo, we knew it would be popular, but I don't think we just let ourselves dream dared to let ourselves dream how popular it would really become. That's been very gratifying.
Definitely, and I think it's been a tremendous success. And, you know, obviously we've talked about it every time you've come on the show and, you know, about expansion. I know there's still a limit to what you guys can do. I mean, I actually like the four. I mean, when it first started, I ain't going to lie to you. I was like, expand the 8 right now, expand the 20 if you want to. I want to see this thing go forever. But it seems like 4 is a perfect number. Do you see it expanding, or you just kind of let things roll as they may, and when that time gets there, then you guys make the call?
I don't see it expanding. That's because our board is not even considering expanding. There's a lot of reasons for that. I know you and I talked about them before, but we're delighted with 4. The main thing is 4 lets us keep the focus on the regular season. We have such a compelling regular season. Why monkey with success?
Right.
We also have the matter of preserving the unique bowl experience at the end of the season for so many athletes from top to bottom, not just the 6 bowls that rotate among our as our semifinals, but all the others. And no sport ends its season the way we do with the celebration aspect of the bowl game. So I wouldn't want anything to happen in the postseason tournament, quote unquote, that would affect those bowl games. So we have to keep our eye on that too. And we went to a 12-year contract instead of just the 4-year contracts we had with the DCS because we wanted people to realize that this is here to stay. Let's get to know it. Let's come to enjoy it. And that's what's happened.
Definitely, and I think you're right. Once again, Mr. Bill Hancock, Executive Director of the College, to join us here on the C2P as we caught some college football. It's right around the corner, folks. If you miss any of this show in its entirety, you'd like to listen to it again, you always know it's free and available at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and also at collegetopro.com. And you know, we talked about that expansion, and I've read plenty of articles, even about the players, some of them playing 15 games, and you know, they said, wow, that was more than we've anticipated, but you know, they loved it, and I think that just kind of, you know, hammers home another reason why the 4 is so perfect. This part I love, and I assume you love it, and all the college football fans out there love it, is the strength of schedule. How inviting is it to now see some of the, you know, these big programs kind of saying, hey, you know what, we're not going to be able to have these kind of passy games, which we were accustomed to seeing. And you know, now you see these, you know, powerhouse schools kind of happen to go at it early and often.
Yeah, the people got it real quickly that who you played is important to not just your one loss record, but how you built that one loss record is important to the selection committee. We're seeing the blockbuster non-conference games. I don't know, Bo, that we can take all the credit for that. There's a lot of factors. Coaches enjoy having their players go play against the best. Players enjoy playing against the best. But for sure, the presence of the playoff and the knowledge that people have that we need to go let our kids show what they can do against the best competition has enhanced schedules all across the country. We feel very good about that.
Yeah, I love it. Like I said, I you're very modest, but I think that has so much to do with what you guys were able to do with the playoffs. And you know, I mean, it's just terrific seeing, you know, because you always want to see the best. And you know, I think it gives coaches, you know what, even if we do lose to Alabama, it was okay. It's all right. Well, you know, it's a blemish, but it's not a black eye in terms of how these, you know, the selection committee is going to look at things. And that kind of leads me, or I guess pretty lead to the next question with the selection committee. I mean, when do things get really revved up and how much do you kind of get involved? I mean, do you sit in these meetings? Are you kind of not privileged to it? I mean, kind of what's your role and what's it like when this thing gets really down to the nitty gritty?
Well, it's so exciting, Bo. I am in the room. And it's one of the most rewarding things I've ever done in my career. To be around these high integrity people who know the game so well and know how to evaluate the teams is just very rewarding. And I'm sort of like, I would say, the traffic cop in the room. I'm the one who says, okay, now it's time to vote for this or do that, and let's go on to the next step. that kind of thing. So I don't have a vote. I don't have any. I don't have. I don't think I have any influence with the committee. But it is quite rewarding to be with them. We have a little preseason meeting in August. Then we go into our mock, what we call the mock selection exercises in September, where journalists and others come and actually play the role of committee members, and we go through the whole process. That's also been terrific. The committee members start watching games, of course, when the season starts, but they don't meet until after the ninth game. So the week of Halloween will be our first official meeting.
Nice. Do those get pretty intense?
They do. The discussions are pointed, let me say that, which is what we want. We want a free and open exchange of opinion. We like disagreements. We like the debate. And the debate each time precedes a round of voting. There are seven rounds of voting that the committee goes through with debating and evaluating before the actual voting happens. And with each round of voting, a few teams are placed into the bracket. Not the bracket. Oh, I'm reverting to my old basketball days there. Teams are placed into the standings. So first three rounds, three teams each are placed, so we have nine. And then the last four rounds, four teams are placed, so we add the last 16 to get to our 1 through 25.
That's crazy. And I ask this, and not that it – I'm not saying things are, you know, perverted through the process, but – this being such an important process and people being so passionate about college football and loving the teams that they root for. I mean, again, you must probably know every athletic director and head coach in the last 30 years by name. And like you guys got each other on speed dial. When this process is going through alumni, I mean, how many people kind of reach out to you or even the selection committee members kind of just giving you, Hey Bill, you know, the Oregon Ducks had a great season this year, or, hey Bill, you know, Mississippi State had a really fantastic year. I mean, how much do you get from that, folks? Or do they kind of leave you alone and let you do your work?
Oh, they leave us alone and let us do our work, frankly. You know, I hear about it. If I know someone at the grocery store, they'll talk about it. But we don't have much of that. The committee members actually they're not sequestered, of course. It would be impossible to do that for a whole season. But they know that they are to focus on what happens in the room, and that they don't receive a lot of calls. They are precluded from talking to people at schools and conferences. You might be interested in this. We have a mechanism set up for conferences to talk to the committee members. And the process is the schools talk to their conference office people, and then three times during the season, the conference office people have a teleconference with committee point persons. Those point persons are committee members who are assigned to monitor each conference. And that's the way that the communication goes from the school through the conferences to the committee members. We don't need it every week. That'd be overkill for everybody. And we've just agreed we'll do it three times a year, and it really works well. The purpose of the point persons is to make sure that nothing slips through the cracks, to make sure the committee members know everything there is to know about every team. And those conference calls are very, very detailed. And then the committee, the point person, then turn around and make reports to the full committee after those calls.
Great insight. Once again, Mr. Bill Hancock, Executive Director of the College Football Playoff, not kind enough to join us here on the C2P. We know you're a busy man, and we're fortunate enough to, you know, have a shot to talk with you every year, and we thought it would be nice to get you before the season rolls around. But we're going to leave you with this. You've seen so many college games. When you look back, I mean, do you have a game that's more memorable than most that you kind of say, man, this is what college football is all about?
Oh, my goodness. Let me give you three. One's a long time ago. 1971, Nebraska-Oklahoma, undefeated, both of them. Thanksgiving Day, 35-31 game. Nebraska won, but anybody could have won that game. It was wonderful. Then I would jump to the Vince Young game in the Rose Bowl. My goodness, what a game that was. And then I tell you, I have to go right to the last two championship games, which are almost like twins separated at birth. Such compelling athleticism on the field. Both games. Don't make me pick one of those two because I love both of them. So I'll put them in a tie. Those would be the three most memorable games of my life.
Well, that means a lot coming from a guy like yourself who's, you know, seen so many and so many great games. Again, Bill, we appreciate your time. Hopefully the car's fixed. I saw the tree photo on Facebook. Hopefully that went well. And that'll be a scary moment. Were you guys home? Did you wake up to that?
Yeah, the listeners will be interested. We have thunderstorms in Kansas City where we live, and as everybody knows, and great one on Saturday night, great lightning, great thunder, and all of a sudden we heard this crash, and one of our beautiful oak trees had pretty much split in half. 60-year-old oak trees had pretty much split in half and landed on the top of my Honda Odyssey minivan, which was in the driveway. So I'm kicking myself for, as soon as the storm hit, not jumping out and moving the car out into the street. But maybe the tree would have fallen on me if I'd done that. So nobody hurt, house not damaged. Yeah. They just lost a big part of a beautiful tree and probably lost a car. But all that's replaceable.
That's right, my man. Hey, great stuff. Hey, we appreciate you always. Safe travels, and I think you guys will be in the Atlanta for the Mercedes-Benz stadium
this
year.
Yep, we're very much looking forward to the Atlanta. The new stadium is beautiful. We just can't wait. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome. Hey, man, doing a great job. We appreciate your time. And once again, stay hungry and stay blessed, my man.
Hey, Bo, thanks. Take care.
Thank you. Once again, that is the executive director, Bill Hancock, here on the C2P of the College Football Playoff. And I tell you what, you can't find a more fantastic soul, always kind enough to join us, and he gives us such great insight. I mean, I thought, you know, him going in depth with, you know, the playoff selection committee, because you really want to know how those things kind of play out. So if you want to hear this show in its entirety, you folks know you can always go to the C2P, iTunes, and Blog Talk Radio. As always, thanks for listening.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.